So here what he is saying is, so hey Achyuta, O Lord Achyuta, may ratham, my chariot, stapaya, place it where senayoho ubhayoho madhye, in between the two armies, ubhayoho senayoho, both the armies madhye, in between them, place my chariot. Why he says yavad etan irikshe aham yodhukaman avastitan kaihi mayasaha yodhavyam asmin ranasamudyame yotsyamanan avekshe aham ya ete atra samagataha dhartarashtrasya durbuddehe yuddhe priyachikishavaha. So he is saying yuddhe priyachikishavaha, one who are very eager to fighting for a good cause is fine, but fighting for a durbuddehe, one the evil minded, one who are thinking of fighting on behalf of this evil minded children of Dhritarashtra, those people they have assembled here. Ya eti atra samagataha, all those who have assembled here, samagataha means assembled, yete, all this atra here assembled. So yotsyamanan avekshe aham, aham avekshe, I want to see, aham means I, avekshe, I can see, whom I want to see, yotsyamanan, yotsyamanan means one who are willing to fight, willing to fight for the sake of this evil Duryodhana. I want to see all these people who have come there to fight on behalf of Duryodhana, I want to see. So that's why I place my chariot there in between those two armies, so that I can just take a look at all those evil ones who have come to fight on behalf of Duryodhana. That's why he says kaihi maya saha yodhavyam asmin rana samudyame. So illi he says I also came here to fight, but I came for a good cause, right? Arjuna came to fight for a good cause, for the sake of the dharma. So asmin rana samudyame, so this rana samudyama, that means sam udyama, this means the war, rana means war, samudyame means about to start, when the war is about to start, asmin means, this is saptami bhakti, asmin rana samudyame means satyate saptami desi, that means when you say something is about to happen, when you say that, you use saptami bhakti or the locative case. So when the war is about to start, so yodhavyam mayasahayodhyam, those who want to fight with me, I came to fight for the sake of dharma, but these people have come to fight evil, so those who want to fight with me, kaihi mayasahayodhavyam, those who want to fight me, I want to see them all. So yavad etanirikshe aham yodhukaman avastitan, yodhukaman means desirous of fighting, avastitan means staying there. See, he is saying samagataha avastitan, samagataha means assembled, avastitan means staying, that means some people may come, they may change their mind and go away. But these are not there. They samagataha, they came, and they are avasthitas also. That means they decided to fight. They came to fight, they decided to fight, they are staying there to fight. So there is subtle difference. Came means they might have come and gone away. No. But they came, they assembled there, and they made up their decision, and they are staying there. That's why it says avasthitan. So yuddhukaman avasthitan, I want to see them all. Nirikshe aham. Nirikshe, I want to see them all. So that's why ratham. So he actually giving the reason. He didn't say, oh Lord Krishna, place my ratha there and stop there. He didn't do that. Why? He wants to give the reason. Why he wants Krishna to take the chariot and place in between the two armies. The reason he is describing, this is the reason. I want to see where, you know, from that position, I want to see everybody that came there, assembled there, decided to fight on behalf of evil Duryodhana, they want to oppose me, they want to fight against me, and because they want to fight against me, I want to see them all. So take my chariot there. So this shows actually a high-mindedness of Arjuna, that he thinks so high about himself. And Krishna wanted to, you know, like, you know, teach Bhagavad Gita to him and also teach a lesson. So Krishna is, what does Krishna do, you know, like, you know, he is master of all tricks. So what Krishna is going to do, we'll hear in the next few slokas. So Sanjaya Uvacha, Sanjaya tells, Eva Mukto Hrishikesho Gudakeshena Bharata Senayor Bhayor Madhye Stapayitva Ratottamam. Just as Arjuna told, Eva Muktaha Hrishikeshaha, Hrishikesha, so he used the same word, Gudakeshena Bharata. Bharata is an addressing. Bharata means one who is born in the Bharata Vamsha. This is an addressing made by Sanjaya to Dhritarashtra. ಓ ಭಾರತ ಹೇ ಧೃತರಾಷ್ಟ್ರ ಹೂ ಇಸ್ ಬಾರ್ನ್ ಇನ್ ದ ಭರತ ಕ್ಲಾನ್ ಏವ ಮುಕ್ತ ಹ್ಯಾವಿಂಗ್ ಬೀನ್ ಟೋಲ್ಡ್ ದಿಸ್ ವೇ ಋಷಿಕೇಶ ಇಸ್ ಟೋಲ್ಡ್ ಬೈ ಹೂಮ್ ಗುಡಾಕೇಶೇನ ಗುಡಾಕೇಶ ಮೀನ್ಸ್ ಗುಡಾಕ ಈಶ ಒನ್ ಹೂ ಹ್ಯಾಸ್ ಕಾಂಕರ್ಡ್ ಸ್ಲೀಪ್ ಸೊ ಡಸ್ ದಟ್ ಮೀನ್ ಅರ್ಜುನ ನೆವರ್ ಸ್ಲೀಪ್ಸ್ ನೋ ಗುಡಾಕೇಶ ಮೀನ್ಸ್ ಒನ್ ಹೂ ಕಾಂಕರ್ಡ್ ಸ್ಲೀಪ್ ಕಾಂಕರಿಂಗ್ ಸ್ಲೀಪ್ ಮೀನ್ಸ್ ಡಸ್ಂಟ್ ಮೀನ್ ಹೂ ನೆವರ್ ಸ್ಲೀಪ್ಸ್ ಕಾಂಕರಿಂಗ್ ಸ್ಲೀಪ್ ಹ್ಯಾಸ್ ಟೂ ಫೇಸ್ ದ ಕಾಂಕರಿಂಗ್ ಸ್ಲೀಪ್ ಮೀನ್ಸ್ ಕಾಂಕರಿಂಗ್ ಎನಿಥಿಂಗ್ ಯು ನೋ ಲೈಕ್ ಇಟ್ ಹ್ಯಾಸ್ ಆಲ್ವೇಸ್ ಟೂ ಥಿಂಗ್ಸ್ ಸೊ ಕಂಟ್ರೋಲಿಂಗ್ ಸ್ಲೀಪ್ ಹ್ಯಾಸ್ ಟೂ ಥಿಂಗ್ಸ್ ವಾಟ್ ಆರ್ ದ ಟೂ ಥಿಂಗ್ಸ್ ಕ್ಯಾನ್ ಎನಿಬಡಿ ಗೆಸ್ ವಾಟ್ ಆರ್ ದ ಟೂ ಆಸ್ಪೆಕ್ಟ್ಸ್ ಆಫ್ ಕಂಟ್ರೋಲಿಂಗ್ ಸ್ಲೀಪ್ No, two aspects, two parts of controlling sleep.
How do you control sleep?
Are two sections of controlling sleep. Okay, I'll tell you. Sleep, controlling sleep in two parts. Why two parts? One is, you want to sleep when you want to sleep. You want to get the sleep when you want to sleep. That's one part. You don't want to get sleep when you don't want to sleep. That's the second part. Some people have problem with one, some people have problem with the other.
Of course.
Right? We don't want to sleep, but we get sleep. That's another problem. But we want to sleep, we don't get sleep. Insomnia or excessive sleep. Both are a problem, right? So this is what is called controlling. Gudakesha means, there are some occasions maybe if Arjuna wants to sleep, I want to sleep for 4 days in one stretch. He decides, he sleeps for 4 days, no problem, deep sleep for 4 days. Then he says, I'm not going to sleep for next 5 days. No sleep. So it doesn't upset his system. That means that is what is controlling sleep. For us, suppose we say, hey, I don't sleep much. But even when I want to sleep, I can't sleep. That is a problem, right? So that means we nearly conquered the sleep. If we really conquer the sleep, when we want to sleep also, it comes. That is really conquering the sleep. So we never conquer the sleep. Because even when we want to sleep, it doesn't come to us. That doesn't work for you. You get sleep at all then. That's also not conquering sleep.
Yeah.
So you have the other side problem. So
that is all. When you should not be sleeping.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. The second problem. So that's why it's called Gudakesha. So Gudakesha doesn't mean he never sleeps. It means he sleeps when he wants to sleep. And he wants, that's what it's called. Sometimes actually we heard even in modern times, like, you know, we heard stories like, you know, Napoleon, he used to fight in the war. In the middle of the war, he sleep on his horseback. We don't know whether it's true or not, but we hear such things. So people had, you know, like, you know, these special abilities. So, Eva Mukta Hrushikesha Gudakeshena Bharata Senayor Bhayor Madhye Sthapayitva Rathottamam Uttamam Ratham. Why is called Rathottamam? Because that is the chariot that was given by the Indra. I mean Agni Deva, during that Khandavadahana time, he gives a ratha to Arjuna. This is a divine chariot. That's why it's called Uttamaratha, Rathottamam. So Senayor Ubhayor Madhye Sthapayitva Rathottamam. That Rathottamam Senayor Ubhayor Madhye, in between the two armies, Sthapayitva, he placed. So he placed the chariot in between the two armies. And then Bhishma Drona Pramukataha Sarveshamsi, he could have placed the ratha in front of Duryodhana. Then all Gita would not have happened. He would have right away started the war. What Krishna did? Put my chariot in between the two armies. He took the chariot straight and took in front of Bhishma and Drona only he placed the ratha. Because he wants Arjuna to do like this. So he purposely Krishna does that. See, he said, hey, if I put the ratha in front of Duryodhana, then I don't have to go through this trouble of teaching all this Gita and all. Let me put in front of Duryodhana, he starts shooting the arrows. But Krishna didn't do it. Purposely takes him, places Bhishma Drona Pramukataha, he places in front of the Bhishma and Drona, Sarveshamsa, among so many kings, Sarveshamsa Mahikshita, when so many kings are there, he took only Bhishma Drona Pramukataha. Uvacha Partha. Pashitan Samavetan, then he says, look at this, all those who are assembled, and he's showing Bhishma and Drona. So, Uvacha Partha, Pashya Etan, Samavetan, Kuruniti. Look all the Kurus, but he's showing only Bhishma and Drona. So, Uvacha Partha, Pashya Etan, Samavetan, Kuruniti. So, that's the words that Krishna says. So, then he says, Tatra, Apashyat, Sitan, Parthaha, ಪಿತೃನ್ ಅಥ ಪಿತಾಮಹಾನ್ ಆಚಾರ್ಯಾನ್ ಮಾತುಲಾನ್ ಭ್ರಾತೃನ್ ಪುತ್ರಾನ್ ಪೌತ್ರಾನ್ ಸಖೀನ್ಸ್ತಾ ಶ್ವಶುರಾನ್ ಸುಹೃದಶ್ಚೈವ ಸೇನಯೋರ್ ಭಯೋರಪಿ ಅಮಾಂಗ್ ಬೋತ್ ದ ಆರ್ಮೀಸ್ ದ ಫಸ್ಟ್ ಒನ್ ಹಿ ಸಾ ವಾಟ್ ತತ್ರ ಅಪಶ್ಯತ್ ದೇರ್ ಹಿ ಸಾ ಸ್ಥಿತಾನ್ ಸ್ಟೇಯಿಂಗ್ ದೋಸ್ ಹೂ ಸ್ಟೇಡ್ ಪಾರ್ಥ ಪಾರ್ಥ ಪೃಥುಸ್ ಸನ್ ಅರ್ಜುನ ಪಿತೃನ್ ಅಥ ಪಿತಾಮಹಾನ್ ಹಿ ಫಸ್ಟ್ ಸಾ ಪಿತೃನ್ ಅಥ ಪಿತಾಮಹಾನ್ ಪಿತಾಮಹ ಭೀಷ್ಮ ಸ್ಟ್ಯಾಂಡಿಂಗ್ ದೇರ್ ದ ಫಾದರ್ ಲೈಕ್ fathers, you know, like, you know, why fathers means not actually Pandras is the father, you know, but father means father like figures. There are so many father like figures, fathers, brothers, or uncles, like, for example, any cousins of the fathers. All those are also like Pitrus. That means there are like father like figures, and even Acharya is like, you know, Acharyan, that's why it says Pitrun, Atha Pitamahan, Acharyan, Acharya Drona is there, Matulan, Bratrun, Putran, Pautran, Sakinsata. Here they use the word Matula and also Shashura. You know, there is a difference between Matula means uncles. Uncles means maternal, paternal. Uncles, they are called Matulas. And then Shashura means the Hennukotta Mamandru. That's one. That means
in-laws.
So in-law, but not actually in-laws. Why in-laws are there? For example, who is that? The one who does the charity Shalya.
Shalya
is actually, you know, he's the Sodra Mama. I mean, he's Enukotta Mama. For, that means his brothers, for his brothers, he is in-laws. In-laws for his brothers. Sahadeva. So that's why he's called, he's also he's like an in-law only for him, right? Because his brothers in-laws are like in-laws for him. So that's why he's called Shashuran.
Yes.
In-laws.
Who is Shalya? Shalya is Sahadeva
Sodramava,
it's uncle, like me and
Mudli
Mama, like that.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So, Matulan, Bratrun, Putran, Potran, Shakins, Tatha.
You should learn to know the Sanskrit.
So, each one. Okay? So, Matulan, so uncles, Bratrun, brothers, Putran, children. His children means his children are other side also, like, you know, his cousin's children are like his children. All his cousins' children are like his children. So, Putran, that's his children. Pautran.
All kind of children, right?
Kauravas.
And not only the funny thing is, the Pautran, children's children are also fighting. Even grandchildren of Pandavas and Kauravas are taking part in that army. That's such a big army. So, Putran, Pautran, Sakhin, friends. Sakhi, friends. So, Sakhins, Tatha, Shvasuran. So, Shvasuran means, as I said, in-laws, and then Suhudas Chaiva. Suhudas means all the well-wishes. There are some well-wishes on that side, well-wishes on this side, everything. So, Suhudas Chaiva, Senayor, Bhayorapi, and his army, that army, then he's, imagine, a reel, like a film reel, the whole thing going in his mind, my God, after this war, this is not like just a defeating war, this is a decisive war. Now, what's going to happen? Oh, a lot of people are going to die. That side, a lot of people are going to die. Die this side, my own acharyas, my own grandfather, grandsir, Bhishma, all these people, they're going to be killed now. So that's when you get shaken up. So this is the starting point for the shaking up of Arjuna. So that's why he's describing all that. Yeah. Next one sloka will be done. So that's the logical point. So, Tan samiksha sakaunteyaha sarvan bandhun avastitan. Tan, all those, samiksha, seeing them, sakaunteyaha, that kaunteya, the Kunti's son Arjuna, what it is, sarvan bandhun avastitan, sarvan, all those, bandhun means relatives, avastitan, those who come and staying there for the sake of fighting the war, krupaya paraya avishtaha vihidan idam abravid, paraya krupaya avishtaha. So this one I briefly give the meaning, but the details will go into the next class, okay? Krupaya paraya avishtha. Paraya krupaya, that means this krupa is not actually, it gets pity for them. But this is not a right kind of pity. So paraya krupaya avishtha. That avishtha means avesha. That means he completely got possessed by the excessive kindness. And then vishidan idam abravid. Vishidan with sadness, you know, like, you know, despondency. So melancholic feeling. No, he completely depressed and oppressed and suppressed thoughts are coming. So he said, Vishidan idam abravid. This words he uttered. So this Vishaya, that's why it's called Arjuna Vishada Yoga. No, that means how can Vishada become a yoga? So that we'll talk about it next class. But Arjuna will speak those words. So Arjuna is going to speak the words. We are going to talk about the details in the next class. Okay? Krishna Arpanamastu. Kaya Namata Manasindirva. Bhutyatmanavana Susvahavat Karomi.